We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Tennessee.
Sad sights, never ending sleepless nights, have been accepted as an everyday thing. While you're tapping, kidnapping,
will the Russians push the button?
I tell you, people have thoughts and values have got to change. They say love is the strongest force on this earth. But to me, peace among people surpasses love in words. Jobs don't come no bigger than the one we got to do. If we don't give peace a chance, what do you think is gonna happen to me and you?
Think about it.
That's why I'm reaching out my hand to be your friend. This unrest between races got to come to an end. Don't let the color of my skin confuse you. I swear on a stack of Bible, I won't misuse you. So put your hand in mine. We're gonna form a human chain, mightier than a hurricane.
Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. We're here to celebrate Black History Month tonight. How about it, Steve? Shall we celebrate?
I think we shall.
We started the set off with a tune. In English, it's called Unite the World. I'm not sure what language the other title is. Ungina za Ulimwengu, maybe you say? But that was The Temptations from their album, Sky's the Limit. It came out in 71 on Gordy. It was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And we're wishing the lead singer on that track, Dennis Edwards, a happy birthday. So we have started and we shall continue on. What are we going to play next, Steve?
Let's play some of Mr. James Brown. Can I get some help?
Yeah. Make you a go on so, like you're Billy the Kid. But you so chigga happy. Every little thing you twing twing. You go on, buckshot round the corner, wait pon you. Bucky skank. Dude honk. From bank to bank. Jump. Pick up.
Back, and you're listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. We're on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just played Going Back Home. That was Paul Jones. That was from an LP called Pucker Up Buttercup. That was new to me, but it came out on Fat Possum in 1999.
New to me as well, Steve. Do you know anything about Paul Jones, where he came from or anything?
No, I think he's from Mississippi. And I heard this song in a movie that was streaming, and I actually had to look it up because I was enjoying the song so much, and found at least that he was on Fat Possum.
Yeah, great tune.
Bucky Skank, that was the Upsetters. That was a 7-inch that came out on Downtown in 1973, and that was written and produced by the great producer Lee Scratch Perry.
Hey, Steve, you know why I picked that one? Because I saw it in a film, the Eno film.
Ah.
One of the episodes had Eno was talking about Lee Scratch Perry, and he was talking about the song Funky Skank, how it had such a long pause. It's just a bass playing, and then there's this big pause, and he was like, and Eno was there, and it blew his mind how much dead space was there, and that it really changed his views on dead space.
It was so much fun to see Eno be visibly excited about certain songs that he was playing the guest or the whoever else is there during that movie. I really, really enjoyed his enthusiasm.
Yes.
What Does It Take to Win Your Love? That's Alton Ellis. That's from Sunday Comin'. That's on Coxone Records. Came out in 1971. That was written by Johnny Bristol with Harvey Fuquay and Vernon Bullock. And we're wishing a happy birthday to singer, songwriter, producer, and songwriter of What Does It Take, Johnny Bristol. There's A Break in the Road. That's Betty Harris. That's a 7-inch that came out in SSS International. That's another label of Shelby Singleton's. Tim and I keep on running into Shelby Singleton's history as we move around and as we go through our show here. But this one was on Shelby's label, features a great drummer, James Black, and was written by Alan Toussaint. It's such a great song. And when I saw Betty Harris perform this song at Maxwell's in New Jersey, she said, "That's not a song, that's a drum break." And I disagree with her, but it's a great version of both, a great song and some killer drumming. And speaking of killer drumming, always, Can I Get Some Help? That's James Brown from Motherlode. That came out in 88, but that was recorded sometime before that. And Tim, that's what I got for you on set number two.
All right. Now we shall move on to set number three, which starts just like the beginning of our show with The Temptations. This one is another one with Dennis Edwards on lead vocals. It's called 1990, but I'm not sure why, because that's not in the lyrics or anything. But this song could have been written in 2025. Give a listen.
Thank you. them all. America. Thank you. Sees them all as the same, basically cannon fodder. Left wing and right wing, political pawns in the master game. The player who controls the board sees them all as the same, basically cannon fodder.
Get it together and see what's happening to you. to talk to all the people around the world tonight. Over in Russia, China, to the Arabs, well, to Israel, the good old USA, and to my soul brothers in Africa too. Listen. Have you talked to the man? Have you been good or bad? Will he smile at you and take you by the hand? You better have yourself together, yeah, when you talk to the man. Now, brother, I'm not trying to put you down. So what? We got to help each other. Let me wipe your brow. God made this world for you and me. We got to get down on our knees, yeah, when we talk to the man. It's getting later than we think. But I heard some old drunk over in the corner say, have I got time for one more drink?
Concludes our Ed set. Last song we heard was released on Stax in April of 75. Stax closed their doors in December. So that was one of the last singles that came out on Stax. That was Eddie Floyd, written and produced by Eddie. The tune was called Talk to the Man. Before that, we had Eugene McDaniels, also known as E. McD. At least that's how I call him for the Ed set. A tune called Headless Heroes from his album Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse came out on Atlantic in 71. He was formerly known as Gene McDaniels, singer from the 60s. Later wrote and co-produced I Feel Like Making Love for Roberta Flack. Also of note, the album Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse was about, when it was about to be released, Spiro Agnew had some problems with some of the thoughts on this album, so he called Atlantic Records and tried to get them to bury it, and supposedly maybe it did work because it kind of disappeared. Later it came out on various labels such as Water.
Before Spiro Agnew was the VP at the time for some of our listeners.
Yes.
VP of the United States, yeah.
Yes, not of Atlantic Records. Before that was Eddie Kendricks doing Keep On Truckin', 7-inch that came out in 73 on Tamala. Before that was Major Lance doing Stay Away From Me, I Love You Too Much, came out on the Curtom label in 1970, produced and written by Curtis Mayfield, which Curtom label was owned by Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions manager, Eddie Thomas. And we started it off with Dennis Edwards doing lead vocals on The Temptations. 1990 was the name of the song. The name of the album was 1990, even though it came out on Gordy in 1973. Well, there's that. What else we got, Steve?
Tim, let's hear the Staple Singers.
I'm a too close. Hey, too much turn is in.
All right, I see.
Lord, I'm too close. Turn back in a world of sin. Lord, for my journey now.
That's all right.
You know I sure gotta make the heaven somehow. I'm too close. Too close for reaching my goal. Hey, Lord, I'm too close.
Go ahead. That's all right.
Too close for saving my soul. You know I'm too. Too close to turn around. Keep on, Brother Wright. Cause the Lord have a crown waiting for you. I tell you, I feel all right now.
Go ahead, Brother.
The spirit of Memphis got me feeling good. And I want you to know I'm not ashamed to own him either. And I want you to know tonight, no matter how heavy my burden may get, a high heart, the way it may be, I'm on my way to heaven and I don't intend to turn around. You sure got a vibe. You know that I'm on my way to heaven anyhow. Well, you may be a child. Scattered out,
Fancy clothes. I'm just another brown gal whose soul full of sin. Well, here's the fix that I'm left in. I'm just a brown gal. A brown gal. Making my life just a bubble. Not even taking the trouble to ever blow the bubble away. Brown gal, chocolate gal, with good intentions, but I break all conventions, and I'm changing my nights into days. Now the hot blazing sun has tanned my skin. It's too dark for trouble to find a way in. Now, Lordy, I can see folks just are laughing at me. 'Cause I was just naturally feeling lazy. Brown gal. Making my life just a bubble, not even taking the trouble to ever blow bubbles away. Not even taking the trouble to ever blow bubbles away.
Welcome back to the new Untitled Show. We're here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We're finishing up the show. We just played Brown Gal. That was Lil Armstrong and her swing orchestra. That's a 10-inch from Decca. Came out in 1937. We're wishing a happy birthday to Lil Hardin Armstrong. She was born and raised in Memphis and was the second wife of Louis Armstrong. And she was credited with pushing Satchmo to start his own group, the Hot Five, which she was the pianist. She also wrote some of their early hits, such as Strutting with Some Barbecue. I think she co-wrote Heebie Jeebies, and she co-wrote Brown Gal, which was later renamed Brown Boy before being renamed yet again as Bad Boy. And that's a version that Ringo Starr and Mink DeVille and others have covered. That was Brown Gal. That was Lil Armstrong and her swing orchestra. Just before that was the Staple Singers. That was a medley of Too Close and I'm On My Way Home. That's from the wonderful Faith and Grace box set, 1953-1976, which came out on Stax in 2015. There we have it, Tim.
Well, it's about time we get out of here, but I think we can send them off with one more. And I think you got something. It ain't from Detroit. Where's this from? New York?
Well, yeah, this would be a New York recording. This is Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. And it's on Bridges, LP that they put out in 1977. And it's produced by a new untitled show favorite, which is Tom Wilson, the famed producer who produced Zappa, Velvet Underground. Who else?
Bob Dylan. He brought Bob Electric. You can blame Tom Wilson for that. Some do.
Here we go. We almost lost Detroit.
Questions.
What's that?
For their mothers as they ran. But no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we were almost lost Detroit. From Detroit stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps, seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people, how they would survive. And we almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our mind? The sheriff of Monroe County had a sure enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety,